Good afternoon to Andrea Simontov. And how are you, Andrea, and what are you seeing outside of your Jerusalem window?
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. I didn't get my camel riding music.
No, you
didn't. Because I actually can't find it. For some reason, it's just not here anymore.
I was dancing. I was vibing. By the way, you guys really rock. Absolutely rock. I agree. You know, 14 thumbs up on
wow,
you guys.
Awesome.
So
thank
out
you,
of my window, I'm looking at people in the pool, the neighborhood pool. I'm looking at the heat. And I'm actually on my way to summer camp. Would you believe it?
Oh, nice. Yeah, where is summer camp in the United States or in Israel?
No, I am going up to the Lebanese border. I'm going up to Kiryat Shmona and Metula for 5 days. I'm going to be leaving steaming Jerusalem, and I've been invited to join Shalva, the Association for Mentally and Physically Challenged Children in Israel, and I'm going to be with them in summer camp.
It's an amazing organization that when I ran the Jerusalem Marathon, they had the biggest group of participants in the Jerusalem Marathon. They were all in these purple and yellow t-shirts.
That's it. I know it well. So I'm very excited. I'm getting ready to go. And I said, I mean, we only have a few minutes today, but I was laughing because I thought that Simon would enjoy this. Simon, I've missed you.
Anyway, good. Snap. Ditto. Same here.
Yes, right. Stick a dish. All right. So what I wanted to say was that as far as I was laughing, speaking with somebody recently, we were saying Israelis are the most dichotomous people. They're so easy to hate. They're so impossible. They're so rude. They're so crazy. And I saw this. I actually saw this from a friend. She told me the story, and I seen it with my own eyes. She had a fight with somebody in a store, and then something happened, and another child wanted her. And the woman with whom she was fighting and screaming, and I mean veins standing out in their neck, said, "Let me hold the baby." And this is like the Israeli personality. They'll fight you, they'll kill you. But at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, everybody here, we do very well in stress. And there really is like an underlying current of love between people. I know that. I mean, people in New York, friends of mine, would never knock on the door of a stranger down the hall who they had never met and ask them for help with a light bulb, with the electric box. And here in Israel, when you knock on someone's door, the expectation that they're going to do everything to help you is front and center. And that's really true. And I thought that was a good thing to share. And I see that from my kitchen window.
It's true and it's beautiful. And it reminds me of one of the things that came up on my feed on YouTube not too long ago, Andrea, where an Israeli woman was with her daughter in a supermarket. It was the daughter's birthday, and she turned around at the till and shouted out to everybody, "Please sing for my daughter's birthday." Right. You've never seen anything like it in your life, ever. There were just tens and tens and tens and tens of people, probably 100 people, who'd never met this woman before singing, and it just does your heart good, because where else in the world could that happen?
So that's true. Israelis might be impossible to deal with, but they are the most generous people and generous of spirit. It's
actually
incredible.
I've seen this in the supermarket. I've seen this craziness. I've seen people pay for other people's meals in the restaurant. I once was in a restaurant and they came around with the dessert menu, and it was obvious that the couple really was watching. It was a special night, but that they didn't have the money for dessert. And some guy, some big, that, you know, that belly, I don't know where that belly comes from. It's like this indigenous Middle Eastern belly, you know, to stop bullets. And he leans over and he says, "Order the dessert. Za'alai. Za'alai. It's on me."
That's lovely.
It was crazy. So I wanted to share that with you. Thank you.
We love your Israel, and we love talking to you. You're always so positive, Andrea. Really, thank you so much, and we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And we'll speak to you next week.
Gam lechem.
Toda rabah.
Toda lach.